Are you used to being on the hiring side of the desk? This program covers how to switch hats and learn to be comfortable on the job seeker side of the interview and hiring desk. This program is recommended for job seekers at the manager level and above. Are you having a hard time in OT taking the lead seat at the interview table? Do you find yourself biting your tongue in an interview so that you don't direct/control the interview flow? Do you find that you are trying your best not to interview the interviewer? If this sounds like you, it is time to switch your mindset and discover ways to successfully present yourself to an employer. You can ask questions once invited to do so, but give the interviewer the benefit of respect. You are the invited guest. Q. How long has it been since you have been interviewed, not leading the interview? I'm sure you're feeling a bit like a duck out of the water. It must be an odd feeling when you have spent so many years leading teams. Switching your mindset can be tough only if you allow it to be. Fear of change can be daunting, but as a leader, you have managed through multiple changes in your career. It is your turn to apply this skill to yourself. It is a true fact that anyone who has been involved in or has hired themselves has a tough time switching seats. It comes naturally to you to want to take the lead seat at the table. Train your brain. Train. This is not your chair. This will be one of the hardest brain trains you will need to accomplish. Finding the path to presenting yourself as an interviewee takes practice and mindset alteration. You know that body language is a huge indicator of what you are thinking and how you are coming across to the interviewer. Mini story, another one of my favorite client stories of all time, goes like this. A CFO level friend/client called me prior to their first interview in 10 years in a complete panic. Top in her field as a builder and fixer, knowing that she was going to meet the CFO, she was at a total loss as to how to present her skills. My client did not want to offend the interviewer or demonstrate that she was a better fit for his role, not the VP finance position she was being interviewed for. What to do? My recommendation was simple. The interview was arranged based on her skills and experience as a strong change agent and business builder and fixer. I suggested that she steer clear of discussions of titles and focus on what the CFO is missing that he hopes my client can bring to the table. I further recommended that when asked, she should then drill down and speak to each point related. Solve the problem by demonstrating your skills and experience. Stay clear of ego-driven statements. Don't exhibit aggressive behavior. Keep your body language open, engaging, and professional. The windup is that the interview went very well, and my client was invited back to meet the CEO/chair. The position was offered and accepted. Within 6 weeks, the CFO was dismissed, and my client was promoted from VP Finance to CFO. Needless to say, my client was very grateful for the personal coaching. A mirror can be your best reality check. Please practice in a mirror. I am not condescending in the least or sending you on a waste of time mission. Would you agree that mirror preparation for a meeting presentation or live media presentation has worked for decades? In this case, mirror practicing is critical to your success as you learn to be comfortable switching hats to interview successfully. Using video technology presents a host of issues. It works, of course, but it is not as effective as a real-time view of how you appear to the interviewer. See real-time how your eyes connect with the interviewer, your mirror, a real-time view of your body language presentation live and at the moment. Using a mirror to practice interviewing techniques gives you a chance to stop, correct, and move forward. Do this exercise on your own with nobody else there to give their opinion. You know when you are presenting well or if you need to correct a step. Watch your reflection when you ask yourself an interview type of question. Do your eyes tell the story of your enthusiasm, humor, and passion as you share your employment history facts or answer a direct question? Any kind of casual body language will show disinterest. It may be the way you sit in your own office, but not the way you need to sit once you are on the interviewee side of the table. How you position your hands, your legs, and movements while sitting all make a difference. How you are sitting, if you have good posture or are you slouched in the chair. It all makes a difference. If your arms are crossed tight, you are sending a closed message, or if your leg is tapping repeatedly, you are distracting the interviewer, You are distracting the interviewer. Reminder, this is not your office. You are not the CEO yet. You know this is correct, right? All of these indicators show interest level and demonstrate that you understand that although you may be a leader in your business world, this is not your employment home yet, so a mindset adjustment is required. Demonstrate respect to the person who is meeting you, live and in person or on the telephone or in an online session. You may not be meeting a potential new boss on a first interview. If it is an HR executive or a more junior HR team member, remember they have the power to move you or not move you to next steps. HR experts are often more intuitive and are looking to see if you are a cultural fit within their environment. Don't give the impression meeting with HR is a waste of your time. It is not all about the words you use to communicate. You need to demonstrate in every way that you are interested and respectful. Use your body language. Sit with confidence. Present a 360 view of your best combined physical and verbal communication skills. I know you realize this is what you would expect from a candidate, but are you bringing those insights with you when interviewing? The person on the hiring side of the desk likely does not know you. It is up to you to engage the interviewer and to connect with them on the level they require. Once you have practiced and gone over and over your personal presentation, you will have comfort in switching hats and will give the interviewer all of the reasons of excellence you have excelled in your past roles. Your role is to be comfortable knowing that you have drilled through your past experience and have not missed a rehearsal moment of preparation. You wouldn't miss a step if you were preparing for a board-level presentation or presenting to a client you are trying to impress. You are trying to impress. The difference here is you are presenting yourself. It's much harder to criticize and correct your personal presentation. Give the interviewer what they need to move you forward. The interviewer wants to know if you will be the best candidate the organization hires. Everyone that is part of the interview process will receive credit for getting you in the door. It is up to you to give them the reason to drive your interview to next steps. Without arrogance and with all due respect, if you are a star, be humble, be passionate and engaging, but above all, be the real you. Switching your interview hat takes the edge off and will then allow for a real conversation about you and the organization fit. Once you dedicate time to practice, the comfort of the personal presentation will come. You will feel it deep inside and know that you have successfully switched your hat over to the to-be-hired side of the desk. If you still feel after reviewing our program content that because you are at the executive, senior level, or have a human resource specialty background, that you don't require this practice, I hope I convinced you to reevaluate. Ask yourself if you would wing it going into an important meeting. Most senior leaders that I know would not take a chance with an important meeting or presentation. Each interview that you are invited to attend can be equally as important as your most important business meeting or presentation. It doesn't matter whom you are meeting or what their title is. You are an invited guest, and they can vote you in or out. Everything you react to or portray throughout the interview process needs to be respectful and positive. Don't cause yourself issues, problems, and unnecessary pitfalls because you think you know better. I wouldn't profess to know your business and would hope to learn from you. I'm not trying to be pushy only to push back with valid reasons and facts. The interviewer has an idea of your background. They invited you to come in and to participate as a contender. Take the edge off. If you are a true superstar, you will understand what I mean when I ask you not to bring that unattractive, know-it-all, arrogant attitude with you to the interview if it is part of your persona. It may work when you are in the leadership seat or may not, but this type of presentation at the interview stage would lead to a negative knock against you. It's a world of change. Time to adapt if you haven't already. Also, please don't continuously say, in my last organization, we did it this way even if this way means you developed 99% you also had a team, correct? You do not want to create even one bad first impression. You have been invited to interview for a good reason. Remember, this is not all about you. It is about where you can impact an organization and bring added talent value to the next employment home. It is up to you to prove your value, not up to the interviewer to work hard to extract your added value. FACT, as a business leader, you are more comfortable being in control any process. Ease up on controlling the hiring process. It is not in your job description yet. Break down the interview preparation stage into sub-stages. Visualize yourself on the other side of the desk as the interviewee. Now that you have the personal preparation side down, have been reminded and know what you must do to continue to prepare, it is time to perfect your presentation. When seeking a new employment opportunity today, especially at the senior level, you need to do a deep dive into each area of the organization you're interviewing with. Drill down and do an AZ on the organization website. Don't give it a high-level read. Go deep and read every piece of content and go through every single link. Miss nothing. Nothing. You won't know if a small piece of pertinent information is missed if you are not thorough. You may want to use two different search engines to ensure that information is not lost and you are able to review anything that comes through on the first 8 pages of each search query. Make certain you understand and review all elements and aspects of each interview process specific to each organization you may interview with. Include role profiles, postings, or job descriptions, the title of each role and how each role fits into the organizational chart, the reporting structure, and any other information you can gather from either your recruiter or through your own research and contacts. Use social media connectivity if the website doesn't provide enough detail. There is no excuse today not to be well informed. At the senior level, you know there are many confidential business issues that can't be openly discussed, however often at this level, if pertinent to the position, an off-the-record discussion is possible. If you uncover an issue or problem, know how to solve the problem, you can present a solution or open a discussion. Drill down and try to understand any business issues or problems the interviewer is open to discussing based on probing but respectful questions from you. FACT most senior executives believe that their exceptional track record will speak for itself. It will, in the long run, but it won't win you the role if a competitor demonstrates that they have drilled into full research mode. If a competitor shows that have knowledge that you don't have because you thought, to extend yourself at this point would be a waste of your time. IMPORTAENT asked the questions, is this a new role or are you potentially replacing an incumbent? Is this a confidential search? If this is a new role and does not exist yet, make some notes to take with you. Determine if it is appropriate for the first interview, if with the HRVP or an executive you are meeting with, to ask about the incumbent you could be replacing. You may find that if it is a confidential replacement, the interviewer may wish to hold that discussion until second round interviews. This is a judgment call. There is no simple rule. If you are working with a recruiting firm and they do not have a job description to work with, it usually means the hiring organization is evolving, and you can help write your own job description within parameters if the role becomes yours. Not being overly concerned that no formal job description exists yet shows your flexibility. At some point during the hiring process, a job description or terms of understanding must be created. It is integral to being on the same page so that you have a solid chance of meeting or exceeding expectations if hired. If you contribute to developing the role profile and job description, you will also have the opportunity to ensure you have the bench strength required or evaluate what resources you would need to ensure best efforts are achieved. If the organization is using a recruiting service, it has been my experience, the recruiter could also participate in developing the role profile. Do your due diligence. Review and research all corporate information, including the organization culture, products or service offerings, clients and customers, direct and indirect competitors. Also review financial background and current status of the organization. If it's a public organization, as you know, information is easy to access. If it is a private organization, it is unlikely that you will find financial disclosure information. You may only get a clear understanding once you meet the top players in the hiring process. The good news is most information is available online. You don't have to leave your home. You can, at your convenience, research all that is required. There are no excuses today if you do not take the time to prepare. Your competition will. Once again, I am not condescending. The fact is, you may think you know the space, and perhaps you do. New initiates are brought to the forefront daily. Time moves at hyper speed. Leave nothing to chance. Use your key skills to ensure you don't miss anything. Research does take time, but nothing worth doing is easy. Competition at your level is top-notch. Your competition is excellent at what they do as well. Do you want to bet they will do their due diligence? Go to all social networking websites like LinkedIn, Glassdoor, ZoomInfo.com, Facebook, personal and business accounts, and any others you can locate through business associations to further understand backgrounds, past employment, and education of those you will be interviewing with. Drill into organization, culture, environment, and position within their market specialty along with every direct and indirect competitor you can find. If you knock out all stops and go for a home run, because you are an all-star player in your day-to-day business life, apply it to being interviewed and driving an offer to the table. I hope you are finding this session helpful. It will give you an edge. A significant amount of senior executives really don't bother doing an AZ research strategy. I totally understand that you know your business, or you wouldn't be at your level, but with all due respect, I have coached and prepared thousands of executives for interviews, and most often I hear, "Thank you so much. I would not have drilled down as deeply without your coaching. I would not have received multiple offers, nor would I have done myself justice through the interview process." As you let go control of the interview direction and switch hats to be an interviewee, you will become more comfortable, will gain interview confidence, and will do your best every time without an edge. Focus on the actual interview and discussion. During the interview, don't get caught in the information you gathered. You know it from all of the time you have spent studying. If you have been through, you have not missed a thing. Rule of thumb: do not accept an interview date in haste. Make certain you have your schedule handy. You never want to have to cancel an interview once invited as you made a scheduling error. I know you are used to using your smartphone most of the day, but take the time to make sure the date chose syncs with your other devices, calendar, and activate alerts. You only get one chance at going in to meet with an organization. Make it count. Attending an interview requires you to be completely prepared. Find out what kind of interview this will be. Example: is human resources leading or attending, or is this an executive-level interview to determine chemistry first? Know your interview team and learn their process. Research everything from the top down, bottom up. Go through all links and sublinks. Research key competitors. Interview types: behavior-based/situational questions, psychometric aptitude or personality assessment testing, or one-on-one casual unstructured or a general chat format with multiple participants prepare for it all. With your subscription, you have access to many interview preparation sample questions and workbooks. Once you move forward through each of the steps discussed, we hope that you feel confident in switching your interview hat to the job seeker's side of the hiring desk. If there's anything you want to go over again or a specific question or two you would like to ask, send a query to info@plugianemployment.com, or if you prefer, you can schedule a coaching session.